95th minute.
How long have you got? Ah, that could be the way for me to do it anyway. Where do we start? That's the question. But the fact we're still in a cup then, I need to be happy with that without a doubt. I'm over the moon with that because 2-0 looked dead and buried. And probably any other team in maybe the country would have been dead and buried. But the spirit the players show, the togetherness that they've got, they're never knowing their beat, and to keep going to the end, and they can mump the one, you know what I mean? There's a lot of time wasting going with 20 minutes to go in the game, you know what I mean? So it's no funny stuff if he blows the final whistle, and he's entitled to do that. I'm really delighted we got the goal and we're still in the cup.
What they say in the dressing room about who got the goal?
Nobody's claimed it yet, so.
So the sweet, the bus is null and void, is that?
It's null and void. I don't know. It's probably an OG's probably the answer to that one, because none of our players know who got it. But terrific ball in, but the willingness to get in, but it hurts, you know, bloods were flying about there. You know what I mean? And thoughts now if it landed in the back of the net, and that's just purely down to the desire on that team.
I watched you the last installment time, and everyone on the bench was just pointing into the box, and it was just a big piling, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like the Alamo, as you would say, but you're 2-1 down, your Scottish Cup, you're out, so there's no point in staying back. We flung the centre half up, we flung bodies in the box. I mean, that happens, anything can happen, you know, it can ricochet off somebody, it can fall to somebody. And, thankfully today, I don't know how it felt, but it's in the back of the net.
You needed a goal out of nothing to set that ball going.
Yeah, you need to give Dunfermline credit for that. I mean, Dunfermline's a good side, and they're going to win the league, there's no doubt they'll win out of division. I'm convinced that the players that have got, the depth of squad they've got, and the good teams do it too, and I just thought with the game. Just when they let us get going, you know, and that's what good teams do. And I said, any other team, as far as I'm concerned, in Britain, they're feeling their way up the road in victory. But it's just that desire and a wee bit of luck. The goal's a bit of luck, there's no doubt about that. Went our way, you know, and we'll love to fight another day.
Cup ties to you, they're tremendous. You've played enough, you've managed enough.
Yep.
Where does that thing sit?
It's got to be up there, you know, because it was everything for supporters. It was end-to-end stuff towards the end. It was balls in the box and big long hoofs into the box. It was just everything the Scottish Cup that brings. And that's the beauty of being a Scottish Cup. You know, it brings up games like that. And just looking at the results here, something caught my eye. There's a couple of big teams that's out. So, I mean, it'd be great if we're still in the Cup, you know. And we'll see. We'll possibly turn the leg. I don't know where it's going to be. But
we'll look Tuesday.
We're in Tuesday, so... I will look forward to that again, you know, no slow going into the game as underdogs and really so. And Jim and I will be fuming in there, and their players will be fuming, you know, but that's until that final whistle goes, you keep going at the end.
Cup ties are special, though, aren't they? They are really for everybody.
I agree with you. You'll be cutting the ball in the Scottish Cup, and it's a big excitement there. It's different, you know, it's a highlight of the Scottish League, it's the top trophy, is saying. It's just great, you know, the Manchester Cup and trying to go for distance, and yeah, towards the end, it was like as if I'd won the league at the end.
With last season and this season, the Northern Birmingham games, they're all, in the playoffs, you know, they're all really entertaining.
They are, you know, it's one thing, you play in Dunfermline, you need to play well, because if you don't, then you didn't bother. And probably if they were, we wouldn't bother. 75 minutes, we probably wouldn't bother. But they're tight games, and you'd be we need to play well to Max Dunfermline. You know, and over the last couple of years, we've done that on numerous occasions, you know, and there'll be enough for you to come, I'm sure.
Just a word about Willie Gibson and Danny Story. I know they're only here till January. When do you sit down and have that conversation?
We've had initial talks with Willie. You know, he's been a breath of fresh air since he came in. You know, and it's people, when I went to sign him, people said, oh, I'd watch that one, but they must be different Willie Gibson, because he's been a joy to work with. He's working hard as I've ever seen him work in a game. He's playing with a smile on his face, so we'd love to keep him. You know, Danny's unfortunately not a player such as Rangers, and we'll need to speak to them in a couple of weeks, but he's a young kid, you know, and he's only 17, bags of potential. And a big ask from today to play there. You know, Jamie Longworth wasn't right, you know, we're missing Jamie Longworth, Craig Pettigrew, Scott Robertson, Steve Bell wasn't 100%. You know what I mean? So it's we're kind of doing it like in a bare bones. So we'll look at that and see, hopefully, I'm tied up.
Thanks, gentlemen.